I hate to see that word soft thrown around anywhere when it comes to a football player, but that's something that we got to correct. We got to get better at, and it's something where that's something you don't need talent to do, to be a tough guy out there. So I think everyone in that room can get that job done, and we're going to get it done.
What gives you Flowers in particular? What's his ceiling? How good can he be? And how quickly can he be that good?
As good as he wants to be. He has all the tools to be a great left tackle in the NFL. I mean, if you look at him, he's got the size, he's got the athleticism, and that's on him. I mean, he's going to continue to improve and get better. But as quickly as he gets to that point where he's, you know, a perennial Pro Bowl guy, I mean, I can't make that assessment right now. He's going to keep getting better and better and working towards it. And I think the sky's the limit. I think he can be every year be a Pro Bowl to left tackle.
Was your sitting out more precautionary or –
Like yeah, I think they're definitely making sure. No, there's no structural damage in my shoulder, so it's making sure it's just getting the strength back in and getting the swelling out of my shoulder. So that's just something that we're working on every day and getting better. I was out there today practicing, felt good. It's just putting good days together consecutively.
Same question about Richburg. How good can he be?
I already think Weston's one of the best centers in the NFL. So.
And what about the left guard? Your thoughts on him?
I think he's a pretty damn good player, too. I mean, obviously, I got things I got to get better at. But I'm going to go out there and fight. I'm a competitor, and I think that's something that I bring to the table. I'm going to go out there, and I'm not the best. If you can turn on the film, I'm not the best technique guy out there, but I'm going to go out there and compete, and I don't like to get beat by anybody. So I'm going to go out there, I'm going to leave it all on the field, and that's something that I pride myself in.
What would you like the personality of the offensive line to be come September 11th, or I guess every day?
That teams know when they come to play us that they're in for a long day. It's not going to be, oh, we're going against Giants offensive line. We can set the tone. I want us to go out there, set the tone, and be the team to, you know, be the more aggressive, more physical team. And when people come in, they're like, we're going to have to work today. We're going to have to work to get everything we're going to get because they're not going to hand us anything.
In your mind, do you think you can play against the Jets on Saturday night?
Is that I have all intentions of playing this week against the Jets. Obviously, making sure my shoulder is healthy for the season is obviously of utmost importance. I think it's putting together days, seeing how my shoulder feels tomorrow, and making sure I'm not taking steps back because obviously – September 11th is the day we're looking forward to, and I got to make sure that I'm healthy 100% to go, and I don't, you know, hurt this team by trying to come back too early.
What's your weight now?
I'm 320 right now.
What'd you play at last year?
310. I would fluctuate in between the season. Yeah, so probably an extra 10 pounds.
The extra 10 pounds are.
I know I needed it too. I mean, in guard, it's definitely a lot more contact. Every play, you're always hitting. You're always, you know, involved. And tackle, sometimes when you're backside, it's more cutting off a guy or sealing a place. You kind of get so much plays, the wear and tear in your body isn't as bad. Inside, it's definitely a lot more contact, a lot more physical play. So it's something that I was prepared for coming into this year.
I know it's just the identity of setting the tone.
Has that been here since you've been here? Have you ever been on a line since you've been here that you felt like really set the tone?
I feel like there was games where we set the tone, and there was games that we did that, but the consistency to do that is the biggest obstacle that we face. And I think that there was flashes of that last year where we were able to go out there and set a tone, run the ball, and then there was games where it didn't happen. So it has to be that consistency to be that line week in and week out. You can't win with offensive line that's up real high and then real low. You got to win with the guy or offensive line that's consistent. I'd rather take a guy that's going to give you, know, 80% every week. You know where he's at, instead of a guy that's 90, then 50, then, you know, all over the place. So I think that's the way we're going to win games this year, and that's across the board in every aspect, every facet of the game, every position has to do that.
A lot of guys, it's easy for them to put on weight. Other guys, it's tougher. Was that hard for you to put the extra 10 pounds on? Like, was it like?
It wasn't as hard putting it on because we weren't out here training. We weren't out here. Like, if you have an injury, you can't lift, and that hurts. It's maintaining that weight throughout the season. Like, last year, I came in 315. Then by the end of the season, I was, you know, trying to just stay at 310. So the biggest thing is maintaining throughout the season and making sure you do get in the weight room and you're working out and you're making sure you're taking care of your body. That's the biggest way to keep it on.
I know in your mind, it's – all 16 games at left guard, line comes together, you win games, and everything's great. If something happens like last year and you have to start getting moved around personally, do you think you can play at either of the tackle positions at the weight you're at now?
I think I've shown that I can play all the positions on the offensive line. And like I've always said, I'm coming here to win games. So if they need me at left tackle, I'm playing left tackle. They need me wherever the case is. But I think the kind of way we've done it is making sure we have a clear cut. You know, you're at left guard, you're at center, you're at left tackle, and really to focus on and hone in and really work those positions and get it down. I think last year we kind of got thrown a curveball with BD. We thought he was coming back and didn't come back, you know. So right now, everyone's healthy in the O-line room, so I think we can definitely focus on the positions that we're at.
The continuity of all five guys coming back, how helpful is that?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, when you're out there and you're working with the same guys and you have that relationship with the guy next to you, that means all the difference. It really is tough to go out there and have a new guy next to you, and you got to make sure you really put in some extra work in the film room, seeing, make sure you're both seeing the same things, and then also on the practice field. So it's something that we got a lot of reps at last year. Unfortunately, obviously, you don't want guys going down, but it's something that I'm looking forward to. Everyone staying healthy this year and making sure we're going out there and executing at a high level.
How important is it in this game to finally to get that good offensive performance in? I know it's just the preseason, but
I mean, I think if you look at the first game of the year, we had a nice drive where we went down and put some points on the board. Obviously, we got to do that again this week. We took a step back this week or this past game, but going into this week coming up, we're looking forward to going out there and having some good drives with the whole first string offense out there and putting some good things together and obviously putting better things on film than we did this past game.
You're a veteran on this team. You guys see what's happening with Josh. You saw he was suspended. What do you say to him as one of the veterans on the team?
Obviously, Josh is one of the guys that's been around the longest, and he's seen so much throughout this league. Obviously, it's a sad situation what he's going through, and obviously you got to be there for your teammate. It's definitely something that's tough, and I don't want to get too into it because I don't know all the details either. So that's something that definitely, I know Josh spoke with everybody and settled that. But all we can do is support our teammate and make sure, we're there for him. It's definitely a tough thing to go through.
Did he speak to you guys as a team when you say he spoke to everyone? Or you're talking, he talked to the league and that kind of stuff?
I'm saying he spoke to the league and they handled that whole situation. Obviously, I have no idea what goes into that, so I can't really comment on it.
What have you observed about John Jerry and Newhouse on the right side, each one?
I mean, there's a clip in the Buffalo game where John Jerry literally throws a guy 5 yards away. So if you look on one of the first drives, you'll see John Jerry literally throwing another grown man 5 yards in the air. So everyone always wants to try to come at the right side of the offensive line. John Jerry, I think, is one of the better underrated guards. I mean, I'll put him up there in any guard. You want to give me right guard in the NFL, I don't see where they're that much better or better at all than John Jerry. So it's something that I always try to defend those guys. And Marshall Newhouse, I mean, technically, we always are pointing out the things he's doing because he's always doing the right thing. So it's definitely, things happen. People move around. There's a lot of things that people don't know why things collapse or don't go right on a play. So to put it all on two guys or say that something's going on with them is definitely unfair. And I think they're going to continue to prove it because they're two heck of a players.
You mentioned having the whole first string offense out. Did you see Victor out there today or how he looked doing some of his drills?
I didn't see him today. Obviously, we were kind of separate in our individual period, so it's tough to see. Obviously, we get a full practice in. You'll be able to see more of that.
How light was the practice today? I mean,
it's really just getting out there.
It's a little different than maybe.
Yeah, it's obviously a different schedule. We're switching up with our off days, so it's going to be something where, got to come in and adjust, and I think it worked out well today. It was nice to get out here and get a little run in and go over some things, so it was a good day.
It's roughly 2 weeks to go before the season. Is there any chance you can find that consistency in 2 weeks?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely you can't make the same mistake twice, and I think preseason is huge for that. You go out there, something happens, you adjust, and you move on. So reading too much into a preseason game, it can lead you down a path you don't want to go down, obviously. When you get out there and it's different and you're actually game planning for a team, things look a whole lot different. We're not going out there and right now you keep things, relatively vanilla. You don't want to give too much away, and I think it's both sides of the ball. So to read too much into that last game, I think, is definitely something that we shouldn't do. And like we said, we flushed that today, and we're focused on the Jets and having a good week this week.